China's Winter Olympic uniforms are ready, and thousands of event staff have been hired. But there will be fewer guests attending when the Games opens in Beijing in February. The United States has announced a diplomatic boycott, citing concerns about China's human rights record. Only American athletes and not officials will be present. Beijing says the move is an act of political manipulation.
The U.S. approach seriously violates the principle of political neutrality of sports, established by the Olympic Charter, runs counter to the Olympic motto of more unity, and stands on the opposite side of the vast number of athletes and sports enthusiasts all over the world.
Washington says China's treatment of Muslim Uyghurs in Xinjiang amounts to genocide. Rights groups say forced labor and sterilization are rife, accusations repeatedly dismissed by the Chinese government.
Xinjiang has effectively guaranteed the rights of people of all ethnic groups. They are masters of their own affairs.
Other countries, including the United Kingdom and Canada, are also considering diplomatic boycotts. Analysts say this will escalate tensions and do little to change China's behavior.
It will have virtually no or zero impact on their policies in Xinjiang and or their policies in Hong Kong.
Relations between the U.S. and China have dramatically shifted and chilled since Beijing hosted the Summer Olympics in 2008, which former U.S. President George W. Bush attended.
China is just trying to figure out exactly what all of this stuff means. Is it just political posturing ahead of the midterms next year by a president who is unpopular? Or does this reflect a long-term systematic and structural differences between the countries?
The U.S. has also applauded the Women's Tennis Association for suspending all tournaments in China for concerns about the well-being of Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai, who has not spoken publicly after accusing a senior official of sexual assault.
The Chinese government says it will respond with firm countermeasures, but it hasn't released details as to what those might be. In recent weeks, the two countries announced visa concessions to help the exchange of business people and journalists. Industry leaders are now worried that those could be at risk. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.